Once again, at this time, actually 4 minutes ago is when we should have started, is when we talk about what's coming up at Music Mountain this coming weekend. And this coming weekend is a very wide and varied weekend at Music Mountain. And we welcome in, once again, our guest, Oscar Espina-Ruiz, who is the artistic director. Oscar, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here. Yeah, this summer we really have made a point to present something for everybody at Music Mountain. I think this is a good example this upcoming weekend with New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players on Saturday, July 16th at 7 p.m. And then Tabea Debus, recorder, and Adam Cockerham, lute, playing Renaissance, Baroque, and also a new work commissioned recently on Sunday, the 17th of July at 3 p.m. at Music Mountain. So quite a spectrum of music coming to Music Mountain this weekend for sure.
Well, you know, I think what I think is interesting is the Gilbert and Sullivan Players.
Yes, that's, well, to me, that came as a new experience for me, because I, as you know, so I'm a clarinetist, I am a classical clarinetist, and I came to know, well, theater, but more specifically Gilbert and Sullivan, mostly at Music Mountain, when I started working 6 years ago at Music Mountain. And I have to say that, you know, they, Albert Bergred and the whole crew do a fantastic job. What I find fascinating is how much rhythm the language can have, and how engaging and fun this, Gilbert and Sullivan works are. Another thing that really is amazing to me is to see how much the audience that comes to Music Mountain to enjoy Gilbert and Sullivan knows about Gilbert and Sullivan. And oftentimes, the second half of the show or at the end, they open the stage for requests, and the audience knows so well the repertoire that we'll ask for a specific moment in a specific scene or a very concrete song, and Albert and the crew would just render it beautifully. So it's something very special, lots of fun, lots of rhythm, very, very high energy theater, musical theater, that I really think everybody should come check out if you have never seen Gilbert and Sullivan live.
Yeah, and it's almost like a black tie performance for the people on stage as well. That's what I find so interesting about it. It really is something different from Music Mountain, and yet I think with the acoustics that you have at Music Mountain, it's something that actually is a perfect fit for Music Mountain.
Yes, good point there, because the acoustics at Music Mountain were meant for string quartet, so for classical music performance, but a very specific type that benefits from clear projection. Usually theaters for, like black box type of theaters will have very, very, very little reverberation. And Music Mountain is just a little warmer. It has some reverberation, but the projection of the music as well as the projection of the words are extremely clear. So that really benefits theater. And so Gilbert and Sullivan sounds always fantastic at Music Mountain.
Well, what's interesting about it is the human voice really heard in its unamplified is
right,
is a far, far better experience for anybody than when you have someone who has to be amplified. It just makes a huge difference.
It does. I mean, we hear the full spectrum of the colors and the nuances. It's something to me that reminds me of doing so much via Zoom during COVID, and how difficult it is to read people's minds without this close contact to the face, because there's so much information when we look to somebody's face as we talk in person. Well, similar in music, similar in theater, when the voice is not amplified, when the instruments are not amplified, and they are right there and then in front of us, we do get a lot more information and enjoyment from them. It's richer, for sure.
All right, now so let's go on to your Sunday performance. So we have about two and a half minutes left here. What about your Sunday performance? That's something that's a little different as well.
It's very different. So Tavia Devers is an English recorder player who's an absolute virtuoso young recorder from London, I believe. And she is in the United States for just a few performances, going from, well, Connecticut all the way to California this summer. And so we're very lucky to have her. And so she's been performing all over the world, winning a lot of competitions. But she will also be giving a pre-concert talk at Music Mountain at 1:30. This is something we have started this summer with 9 events, actually, 4 pre-concert talks, a family concert. I mean, we should definitely go in depth about this at some point, Marshall, because we really want to open Music Mountain to the community. And so what I would say about this Sunday, yes, the music is different. The music will still be virtuosic and engaging and beautiful. It does go back a little more than usual in history, so Renaissance Baroque music, and also one new piece for recorder and lute, fantastic players. And then come early, come at 1:30, because Tavia Devers will come on stage and will just give us so much information and demonstrations on her experience in the recorder, and we'll take questions from the audience. We did this yesterday when we launched the Haydn Sun Quartets. We had this wonderful pre-concert lecture by Dr. Mark Ferraguto about the Haydn Sun Quartets, and it really opened up our minds to enjoy even more the concert at 3 p.m. So this coming Sunday, the 17th of July, at Music Mountain, please come at 1:30 to enjoy the pre-concert talk with Tavia Devers, and then the concert at 3 p.m.
It's another interesting weekend, and like I said, it is another different weekend once again in the broadening of the horizons at Noble Horizon at what you're presenting at Music Mountain. And we'll remind everybody that the Saturday evening and the Sunday afternoon tickets are available at musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org. Oscar, sorry for the late start this morning, but thanks for bearing with me for today.
Oh, this is fantastic always. Thank you so much, Marshall.
Take care, Oscar. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Music Mountain, once again, putting together quite a totally different weekend this weekend that they know, than you would normally hear.